Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Olivia Dumestri, a ULM pharmacy student with Generation Rx, and Paul Seal, a resident agent in charge of the Shreveport area for the Drug Enforcement Agency, the DEA. And welcome, guys. Thanks for being with us today on Lanyap.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Let me start with.
Appreciate you guys having me.
Let me start with you, Olivia. ULM has a strong, thriving pharmacy program, and something you guys have been involved in for a number of years is National Drug Takeback Day. You're part of a group called Generation RX. What is Generation RX, and why do you guys exist?
So our main focus is to reach out to the community and promote proper ways of disposing of their medications, and also to prevent the misuse and abuse of prescription and non-prescription drugs.
Paul Seal is with us with the DEA, and Paul, the opioid problem seems like it's growing. Drug abuse is growing, and one of the ways to combat that and keep kids and folks that don't need to get into drugs away from them is just to simply clean out your medicine cabinet every now and then, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, it's as simple as that. It's just, you know, going to your home or your family and friends and just getting the unused, the expired prescription drugs that you may have. You know, we at DEA, we believe that's a big cause of a lot of the issue as far as our young people, our teenagers, you know, people becoming addicted to drugs. And one of the main ways to get those drugs is in their house, you know, in their medicine cabinet. So we provide, and with local law enforcement and other organizations, just an easy, anonymous, free way to get rid of a lot of those prescription drugs.
I need to ask Olivia, you're a pharmacy student. I'm married to a pharmacist as well. Drugs do go bad. The expiration dates on drugs mean something, right?
Yes, definitely. I think medications are true to their expiration date. They're not meant to be used after this date because they most likely will not work.
And they could either be, you know, not as powerful and not give you the desired effect or not work at all, or could just flat out be harmful.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Agent Seal is with us. And Agent, you guys have done something for years. Tell me about this National Drug Takeback Day. How long has it been in existence?
Yeah, we've done it. This will be our ninth year. We started in 2010, and we've grown and grown every year. I mean, I think this year alone, we have over 3,700 partner law enforcement agencies, and we're manning over 4,000 collection sites, and that's nationwide. And me being over Shreveport, you know, I'm over the Shreveport, Monroe, and the Alexandria area, 26 parishes, and we have sites all over northern Louisiana. We also have an office down in Baton Rouge in New Orleans. So Louisiana is completely covered, and there's a lot of different sites for the public to go to.
Let's talk about some of those sites. We'll start off here in the Monroe, West Monroe area, and this is a big day that kind of is has a lot of partners. The Children's Coalition of Northeast Louisiana, the Drug Enforcement Agency, and Olivia, you guys have teamed up with some local grocery stores. Who's going to be taking part in this?
Pretty much most of the Brookshires and Super One Foods.
So the Brookshires and Super Ones. What day is National Drug Takeback Day?
October 27th.
Now, so Brookshire Super Ones in Monroe, West Monroe, Farmville, Bastrop. And, Paul, I understand this is a nationwide day. We've got listeners this morning all the way over into Mississippi and up in Arkansas. What is a safe way for them to dispose of drugs? I know a lot of local police departments will accept them.
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of stations, and the local sheriffs and police departments have a lot of stations that are there year-round. I tell people if it's not in the spring and the fall when we have drug take back, one of the best ways to do it is to call your local sheriff or city police department, and a lot of times they have standalone places year-round to drop those. And drug take-back is just a great time to just clean your house out of these prescription pills and give it to us, and we'll dispose of those safely.
I know you guys at the DEA have sort of a three-pronged strategy. Tell me about how that works.
We do. We DEA. We not only do we have the drug take back, which is kind of part of that, but it's called a 360 strategy. And what we're trying to do is it's a threefold approach to fight drug trafficking. And the first one is basically we provide our DEA leadership to coordinate with local and state law enforcement. And that's what we've done for years. It's basically to go after larger organizations to combat drugs coming into the country and who's distributing those drugs. Sometimes pharmaceuticals, a lot of times these days, fentanyl, which has been a huge issue in this whole epidemic. And the second way is basically our diversion program. And that's basically engaging drug manufacturers, wholesalers, practitioners, your pharmacists, your doctors, and just increasing the awareness of the prescription drug problem and just pushing for responsible prescribing. And the third, which we think is the most important, is the community outreach. And that's where this drug take back comes in. And we think that's important, to go out to our schools and to the public, let them know what's going on, what we're trying to do about it, how they can help.
Agent Paul Seal is with us from the DEA. We're talking about National Drug Take Back Day coming up on the 27th. And Agent Seal, give me some stats. Is drug abuse growing? Are we seeing more folks on drugs?
We are. In 2016, let's just take that year, we lost almost 64,000 Americans to drug overdose. And in 17, we're talking on 72,000 people approximately died of drug overdose. Of those 72,000, nearly 30,000 of those deaths were related to fentanyl. And so you can see the big prescription problem and opioid problem. And just to kind of put that in perspective, you can take any Major League Baseball stadium in the U.S. and you could fill it up. And there's more people dying every year here recently of drug overdose. So it's just a huge issue. And DEA is trying with the 360 strategy and other ways to combat that. And just the community relation and working with the community is huge in trying to do that.
That is Agent Paul Seal with the DEA in Shreveport. Olivia Dumestri is with me from ULM, a pharmacy student. Olivia, again, when is National Drug Take Back Day and where do I bring my drugs locally?
It's this Saturday, October 27th, and we'll be at the Brookshire's and Super One.
Brookshire's and Super One's around Northeast Louisiana. You can find out more by visiting our website, kedm.org.